You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
We've got an intriguing Group C, which is what we'll be previewing in this particular clip. And I've got to say, Group C that I think there's quite a bit of value in. Let me take you through the prices and, of course, the teams first and foremost. Germany, the big boy, really, in this group. They're 1-3 expectant group winners here. Poland, of course, a bitter rival for a variety of reasons of Germany's. 9-2 group winner. Ukraine, 6-1 the Ukraine. And Northern Ireland, of course, a surprise qualifier, but arguably one of the most informed sides in Europe. You could... to be fair, put together a very good argument for that 25-1 group winner. Well, gents, let's start there. Then, Jack, we'll go to you. In terms of a group winner here, there is an obvious choice. Now, there might be a bit of value elsewhere in terms of qualification and so on, but are Germany that backable at 1-3 to win the group?
I think they're a little too short. I think this group is fairly open. I think it's more open than many of the others. Obviously, we know, this is understatement, obviously, but we know Germany are good. We know that they are likely to pretty much get to the semis and possibly the final. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to run away with this. I think Poland are a very decent outfit. I think Northern Ireland, as you say, are in form and can frustrate them.
Yeah.
And admittedly, I've not seen a lot of the Ukraine, but I know they're not bad defensively. So all it would take really is Germany to drop a couple of points somewhere along the line. And you could easily see Poland taking advantage of that and sneaking up. I think Germany will get through, but 1-3 about the group winner doesn't entice me at all. Not even for an accumulator, really.
James?
I'm in agreement with that. I think Germany win the group. I think 1-3 is a little bit short, but I think Germany win the group and go on and do very well in the tournament. They're a tournament team, aren't they? But you only have to look back at the qualifying stage. Germany and Poland were in the same pot, and Poland ran them very, very tight in that group. They, in fact, beat them 2-0 at home. Only 1 point behind Germany in that qualifying group. So they'll go into this main event with a fair bit of confidence behind them. I think probably the compiler's got it right, Germany being the favourites to win the group, Poland on their shoulders and the Ukraine next. A lot of it comes down to Northern Ireland and their ability to frustrate. They obviously topped their qualifying group. Probably wasn't the strongest. Group F wasn't the strongest in the world. Romania, Hungary, Finland, Faroe Islands and Greece in there. I think you'd expect most of the home nations to stand a good chance of coming through that group, but no massive stars, but they play as a team, don't they? And if they turn up and frustrate Germany, Poland or the Ukraine, they could really scupper one of them.
I think it's impressive that they finish top, because Romania are hard to break down. Yeah. Hungary have got to the tournament, so they're no slouches either. And yeah, Faroe Islands, Greece, you can write them off. But, you know, Finland isn't easy for a team like Northern Ireland either, and to finish, you know, a point clear at the top, I think it was pretty impressive from Northern Ireland. And you look at when Germany travelled to Ireland. I know obviously they're different teams, but the Republic of Ireland set up quite defensively as well at times.
Yeah.
And they really frustrated Germany, and by the end, we were watching this, and by the end, sort of 70 minutes onwards, Germany had run out of ideas completely. They were just humping it forward. The manager had made all three changes, nothing had come off. And you could easily see that happening here. If Northern Ireland can just really rattle them early on and sort of get at them, frustrate them.
I don't think Northern Ireland are going to be top scorers of Euro 2016, but their defence is the thing that got them through that qualifying group.
Very good team here, you know. They are undervalued in this market, I think. To qualify at 11-4. I mean, I agree with you, gents, that the 1-3 on Germany is a bit ugly, but I think they do this. A couple of reasons. Firstly, they're a very good team.
Yeah.
Let's just tick that straight off. But one thing about Poland that really worries me about Poland, you can go through that side, and there are stars in that Polish side. We know Lewandowski, of course. Arkadiusz Milik, who's going to leave Ajax, got well over 20 goals this season, albeit in the Dutch league. But the point still remains, he's a very talented player who's been looked at by a variety of quote-unquote super elite clubs. The problem I've got with Poland is, as soon as they leave Warsaw, that's my problem. They've won just 6 games outside of Warsaw, in qualification tournaments, in tournaments themselves, and in friendlies, 6 since 2009.
And if you look, Peter, who they've beaten as well, Georgia away from home, Gibraltar away from home, they're not exactly star-studded nations they've won away from home.
I have a serious worry about Poland away from home. And that sounds a bit daft, doesn't it? Because you've got players who, most of whom, don't play anywhere near Warsaw. So Warsaw's more away from home to many of them than blooming Paris is or Marseille or whatever. But I worry about Poland here a little bit. Who are the two who go through here from this group?
I can only go Germany and Ukraine.
Germany and Ukraine. So 1-50 for Germany to qualify, the Ukraine 4-11. Jack?
I'm going to be boring and say that Poland go in the top two. I think it's Germany and Poland, but I know we'll come on to it shortly, but I think Northern Ireland could snatch third.
Right, let's have a very quick look then through the best markets on all four of these teams individually, because of course William Hill offering you a huge amount of value going across all of the teams across the entire tournament. Let's start with the Ukraine then. In terms of top Ukrainian goal scorer, Andriy Yarmolenko is there at 3-1. Zozulya is 11-2. Yevhen Konoplyanka had a bit of a bitty season in Spain with Sevilla is 11-2. Yevhen Selesnyov is 11-2 and 14-1 and bigger the rest. Gents?
Well, how many times have we seen a player have a poor season and manage to put that behind them on the big stage?
And he loves it, doesn't he?
Yeah, I wouldn't be against backing Konoplyanka. I think 11... To be honest, 11-2, if you'd have said what price would Konoplyanka be, I would have had him more around the 7-2 mark, so I'm more than happy with 11-2.
I agree. I think he's the value. And also, this might sound a bit ridiculous, but he's probably quite fresh.
Yes, yeah.
It hasn't been that good a season for Yevhen Konoplyanka. I mean, you look, okay, he featured in 32 Sevilla games, but that is, 15 as a sub, I think it was. He was not loved at all by Unai Emery. Just the 4 goals as well in the tournament, but he did score in a friendly against Romania coming into the tournament. So 11-2 for us. James, anything to add on those?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yarmolenko is quite rightly favourite as well. I think if you put your money on him, you've got a runner. I do think, though, I mean, we're going to come on to the other teams in a second, Pete, I know, but there is a market for the lowest scoring group. And I think this could be actually quite a low-scoring group. It depends on Germany turning up or not, doesn't it, to a large extent. But I think Northern Ireland could frustrate, and the other two sides, Poland and Ukraine, could frustrate too. So it could end up being and in all of these goal-scoring markets, there is no goal scorer for a team. 20-1 for the Ukraine.
I say,
and 11-2 for this to be lower-scoring group.
Yeah, I think it's between this one and Group A, because you've got Romania and Albania in Group A, and I think both of them are lacking in goals, but I think it's one or the other, definitely.
Poland, we'll move on to the Poles then. Robert Lewandowski is 1-2 for Favre, top Poland goal scorer. Arkadiusz Milik is 6-1. Gamil Grosicki is 12-1, and Jakub Blaszczykowski is 16-1, 20-1 and bigger the rest. There is one market here that looks amazing to me. Arkadiusz Milik is 6-1 here. Good goal scoring form. I know that Lewandowski's the daddy in that team, but 1-2 is a bit short for a goal scorer in what we expect could be a low scoring group.
I wouldn't be taking 1-2. Milik, looks the standout price there. Tell you what I find interesting is that they've priced the under and over 3.5 goals. They can't decide between them, 5-6 for the pair. I think I'd maybe be looking unders.
I agree.
You look at the recent games they played, probably without Lewandowski playing, but Grosicki pops up all the time as a goal scorer. He's 12-1 to be the top Poland goal scorer in the Euros.
Okay, and very quickly, let's run through these last two. Germany, Müller 5-4, Gomez 9-2, Goetze 5-1. Any interest?
Müller's a tournament player, isn't he?
I think
5-4.
Yeah.
Is that enough?
I mean,
fine with me.
5-4 is short, but he's a proven horse.
I'd rather have 5-4 about Müller than 1-2 about Lewandowski.
Absolutely.
And finally, Kyle Lafferty is 11-4. Connor Washington 6-1. I've got to say, there's two here for me. The obvious one is, you could argue, Lafferty, but the informed one,
the man that's on fire.
Yeah, well, Will Grigg. But I'd be also thinking Stephen Davis maybe as well.
8-1, Stephen Davis.
I think Northern Ireland can 1-2 goals maximum, and if he gets one of them, he pops up every now and again, and he's a real. That side is sort of built around him, aren't they?
I mean, it's not so much value, but the 6-1 on no goal scorer at all. Three matches, can they find the net?
Not bad.
McCauley, 16-1 as well, got a brace this season too. So plenty of markets, an absolute plethora of markets across the board on Group C. Does any team from Group C win this tournament?
Germany.
Jack?
No one from Group C wins this tournament.
I think no one from Group C wins this tournament as well. Gents, thank you very much. And of course, William Hill will be there for every single kick of the 2016 European Championships from France. I almost said just Paris there, but from France. And of course, the way to get hold of us is, well, inplayradio@williamhill.co.uk and at Will Hill in play. Our hours will be, of course, broadcast for you there. Let's get some bets on.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.